Welcome to Knowledge for Caregivers. My name is Kathy, the host of this podcast. Since I have been a geriatric nurse for almost 10 years, helping seniors age in place, I'm going to give you the knowledge that I use to help my own family so you can help your family. Welcome back to this episode. Today, I want to talk about the battle for control. Many of the things that I am going to talk about, I got from a book called How to Say It to Seniors by David Solie, S-O-L-I-E. If you're dealing with an aged loved one, it's a book that I recommend many people get. Today, I'm going to talk about the issue of control. Many times when we look at our loved ones who are older, we see someone who is maybe more disorganized. They seem to be slowing down. Maybe they don't make the best decisions. We want to come in and fix it for them. I remember walking into a house where the son looked at me and said, "My parents would have never lived like this." It smelled. They had a bag of Depends just in the corner because they couldn't take the garbage out. Cigarette butts were everywhere. Garbage overflowed the garbage cans. But the son had found out that all his efforts to bring in help were going unheeded. It had become a battle. Many times this becomes a battle because we do not understand what older people are actually going through. We think they are like us, but just older. They really are not like us. Many times in the past, we used to treat children medically like adults, thinking they were just a smaller version of ourselves. We soon learned that their bodies were very different. Therefore, we developed a specialty called pediatrics. We also used to think psychologically, people were just people no matter their age. What we found out is that at different stages of our life, we are processing different emotions. We seem to want to accomplish different tasks. For instance, a baby learns trust by being held, loved, and fed. If those things don't happen, that person will struggle with trust their whole life. We all understand the toddlers who are trying to maintain their independence and throw fits and want to say no. We understand the teenagers who are searching for their identity and wanting to be separate from mom and dad, yet still wanting to have some money for their next date. Young adults are beginning to build intimacy and friendships apart from their family. When we reach middle age, which is where I am, most of the time we begin to be at the peak of our career. Our children are no longer so dependent on us. We begin to have wisdom and knowledge, and we have this powerful feeling like I can go out and conquer the world. Many times, those powerful feelings lead us to want to leave behind something, and we begin to become involved in the community and volunteer. We think that powerful feeling will stay with us forever, but it doesn't, and that's what happens to our older loved ones. Especially if we're the adult middle-aged children, we don't understand because they were once powerful and were a role model for us. We could call them for advice or how to fix anything. But now when we call them, they're slowing down. They seem to want to talk about the past. They seem very set in their ways. They don't want to learn any new skills. We don't understand that they no longer feel powerful, but they have an overwhelming need to be in control. This happens to me actually quite frequently. A family member will call and say, "Mom and Dad need some help." And when I show up, they look at me and go, surprise, family meeting. And there will be 3 or 4 children there, or grandchildren. I never mind, but there are times I can remember where I walked in, especially this one couple. The son lived next door and he was doing a lot of help for his parents, but he also had a career and he could not keep up. The daughter also showed up, but there had been a battle between the daughter and the mother. And the daughter was trying to talk like, "Oh, this is what Mom and Dad need. This is what we can do to help them. This is how we want to hire your company." But Mom stood there with her arms crossed and a stony face. When we walked outside, the brother told me, I did not know my sister was going to show up. She's trying to run my parents' life and it's making them angry. Before you blame the sister, understand, she really was trying to help her parents. She's a middle-aged person feeling powerful. She has a calendar, a to-do list. She wants to show up at her parents' house for 30 to 45 minutes, do everything on her checklist. But her parents don't want that. They want to talk. They want to talk about the past. Another reason that older people want to maintain in control is they begin to experience a tremendous amount of loss. This loss cannot be something that they can recover from easily. For instance, a younger person, though traumatic, who loses a spouse has the potential to go out and date again. Not so much someone who is 75 years old, especially a woman. Since women live longer than men, there are not as many eligible men out there to redate. They also begin to lose their strength. One hospital stay can take a month to recover from. They just don't bounce back after loss. They begin to lose their friends. They lose their identity. They lose their authority. And the more things they lose, the more they want to remain in control, even when the decision they make is not a good one. It's not one that is benefiting their health. We need to understand that our aged loved ones are trying to remain in control and find a way to work with that. There's a company here in Oklahoma that helps older people sell their house and move. Before she started her business, she went into these senior care communities to interview people. What she found? Most of them were angry at their adult children for forcing them to make a decision they were not ready to make. What can we do about this battle for control? First, we need to understand why they want to remain in control. Besides all the loss that they are going through, older people are beginning to process their lives. As their body slows down or they're dealing with chronic health conditions, they know they are not going to live forever. They want to process everything about their life, the good and the bad. One of the things I really liked about this processing from my parents is they both sat down and wrote their memoirs. It's not anything that'll probably get published, but it's something that we did enjoy reading when my mom passed away. In this battle for control, many times what we do is we try to reason with them, then we threaten them or we guilt them, and we begin to have these skirmishes, but that only creates resentment. I remember showing up to a gentleman's house and his daughter's concern was he did not have a way to get a shower or a bath. He could not get into his walk-in bathtub and his shower was so small he couldn't get a wheelchair in there to transfer. Even though we were talking about the bathroom, he eventually strayed away and he wanted to read his poetry to me. He wanted to show me a book that he had written. That was his way of processing his own life and his legacy. He really wasn't worried that he could not take a shower. What should we do then when we're in the battle for control? Remember, the older person is processing a lot of loss. They also want to relive their life. They are mentally slowing down. It doesn't mean that they can't make a good decision or that they're incapable of making decisions. They just do it a lot slower. They look at things from a different point of view. It's one we cannot understand because none of us have been through old age when we're trying to help our aged loved ones. What we need to do is back off. Many times, this battle for control, we justify it because we say we're trying to do something to help them. I remember going into a client's home and the daughter was trying to get some help for her dad because mom was exhausted. She looked at dad and what she said was, "Dad, we are giving up our family life to come over here because I feel so guilty that you might fall." Who was benefiting from getting help in that home in that battle? The daughter. She didn't want something bad to happen to her parents and that she would feel guilty and that it was her responsibility to make sure nothing could happen to them like a fall. I get it. Those are scary propositions. Things that I've had to watch from afar as I live far away from my loved ones, as I've had to try to counsel them and encourage them and guide them on how to be physically safe. But we have to back off and let them process what they're doing. Now, that doesn't mean we don't stay involved in their lives. Many times what we can do is help them have choices. A lot of times if you come in and say, "Mom and Dad, I get this is your home. This is where your memories are. It's a very big home. If you want to stay here, we might need to do some home modifications." When we approach them with choices, a lot of times they will then be able to process it and go, "Wow, is it really worth spending $40,000 to make my home safe to age in place? Or should I consider moving?" I once had someone tell me that they felt responsible for their grandfather, that if they didn't go driving with them on long trips, then he might have a car wreck and die. Many other people in the family said, "He's lived his life. He's doing what he loves. And if it takes his life, then we're okay with that." Now, I'm not talking about if you know that their driving is very, very unsafe and they're going to hurt somebody on the road. Sometimes we do have to do interventions for things that will hurt other people. But I can tell you, having been in home for the last 10 years, the adult children may get their way in the short run, but that battle for control is very strong. What should we do instead? Like I said, find ways to give them choices, but take the time to go over there and let them talk about what it was like raising children, what it was like growing up on the farm, what it was like going to college in the 30s or 40s. As we let them talk, they'll feel like we really care about them. I know as a middle-aged adult, it's hard sometimes to carve out that time, but it's definitely worth it because many times they will come to the same conclusion if we give them some space to do it. Thank you for listening to this podcast. The information that I am giving is meant for informational or educational purposes only. They are not meant to replace the advice and consent of a person's primary care doctor or physician. If you wish to send me an email, you can do it at info@kathysconsulting.com. Or you can check out my website at kathysconsulting.com. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for going on this caregiving journey with me.